From NPR News in Washington, I'm Noor Rahm. Libya's transitional government says the son of former leader Muammar Gaddafi is now in custody. Officials say Saif al-Islam Gaddafi and several bodyguards were captured in Libya's southern desert. He's said to be in good condition. Saif al-Islam was believed to have been his father's heir apparent. Saudi Arabia has won UN approval of its resolution condemning an alleged terrorist plot to kill its ambassador to Washington with the help of Iranian agents. Linda Fasulo reports the UN vote was 106-9 with 40 abstentions.
The resolution, which had some 60 co-sponsors, including the U.S., urges Iran to comply with international law to protect diplomats and cooperate with states in bringing those responsible for the alleged plot to justice. However, the non-binding measure does not directly condemn Iran or accuse it of orchestrating the alleged plan. Iran's UN ambassador rejected the resolution and said it was based on unsubstantiated claims by the U.S. Washington's UN ambassador Susan Rice applauded the measure and said it shows that Tehran is increasingly isolated within the international community. For NPR News, I'm Linda Fasulo.
President Obama is on his way home after a 9-day trip through Asia. Today he met privately with Chinese Premier Wen Jiabao on the sidelines of an East Asian summit in Bali, Indonesia. While in Bali, the president taped his weekly address. He touted trade agreements designed to sell more U.S. products in Asia.
They're powerful examples of how we can rebuild an economy that's focused on what our country has always done best, making and selling products all over the world that are stamped with three proud words. Made in America.
Senator Patrick Toomey delivered the Republican address. He's a member of the subcommittee, the Supercommittee, the 12 lawmakers charged with the task of coming up with a plan to reduce government deficits. He says he remains hopeful they'll be successful. A coalition of civil rights groups is filing another lawsuit over Alabama's strict new immigration law. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports that the suit is over a provision they say would force illegal immigrants from their homes.
The lawsuit was filed on behalf of two illegal immigrants who own mobile homes in Alabama. They say state revenue officials won't let them pay to register the homes as required by law. That's because the new immigration statute makes it a crime for undocumented residents to conduct business with state or local governments. The result, the lawsuit argues, is to make housing unavailable on the basis of race and national origin, in violation of federal fair housing protections. The civil rights groups are asking a Montgomery federal judge to step in. Courts have already blocked other parts of Alabama's immigration law, considered the toughest in the country. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.
This is NPR News from Washington. German authorities are reporting little progress in their investigation into a reported neo-Nazi terror cell. Miriam Widman reports from Berlin. Police believe the cell is behind a series of killings.
The country's top security officials gathered in the capital and said they are looking for two additional suspects behind a series of nearly a dozen murders beginning in 2000. Two suspects apparently killed themselves earlier this month, and two are in custody. Many in Germany are wondering how a policewoman and nine foreign-born shopkeepers could be gunned down over such a long period of time and in so many different locations in the country, and the perpetrators not be caught. For NPR News, I'm Miriam Widman in Berlin.
Republican presidential candidate Herman Cain has again denied that he sexually harassed women when he was head of the National Restaurant Association in the 1990s. On the late-night show with David Letterman last night, Letterman asked Cain if he thought that all the women making the allegations are lying. Cain said, yes, they are. Cain also said that he'd use his experience as head of Godfather's Pizza to run the country.
I've actually created jobs. Right. I've actually turned around businesses.
But the United
problems.
States government
yes.
is different from running a pizza corporation.
It shouldn't be.
Cain says he has no intention of abandoning his campaign, saying he's in it to win it. Nearly 10,000 people are out of their homes because of a major fire in Reno, Nevada. Authorities say firefighters are making progress, helped by spreading snow showers and lighter winds. They say at least one person has died, a 74-year-old man who had a heart attack while trying to flee. At least 17 people were injured. I'm Noor Rahm, NPR News in Washington.